I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The confrontation between the Syrian government and its opponents looks increasingly like civil war. Today, a dissident in Homs recorded the sound of government forces bombarding the city. Those shells were landing in the Baba Amr district of Homs. Opposition groups say at least 45 people were killed there, including several children. The number of wounded isn't known. The International Committee of the Red Cross is now calling for a two-hour ceasefire every day. Saleh Debake is the spokesman for the ICRC in Damascus. We asked him what the ICRC hopes to accomplish in just 2 hours.
First of all, we are not asking for just 2 hours. We are asking for at least 2 hours every day. Okay, we believe that such a lull would enable ICRC personnel and Syrian Arab Red Crescent volunteers to enter into areas where there is most likely urgent need to provide assistance to people, whether it's food, water, medical care, or whatever. It will also provide enough time to allow Red Crescent volunteers to evacuate people who have been injured, people who are sick, and also as well to treat people who need medical care.
Now, I know
it would be a very good start.
We heard in the introduction here the shelling in Baba Amr, in the city of Homs. What is the condition there among people who are asking for your help? What is it that they need?
It is really very difficult for us to know because we have not yet been there, but I imagine food would be an issue. Medical care would be another issue, and probably hygiene kits, blankets, you know, basic stuff that would be needed by people who might have been forced out of their houses due to the fighting.
So when you're asking for this ceasefire minimum 2 hours a day, you're asking the government. You're also asking the opposition. Does the opposition have a commander who can make things happen? I mean, who do you speak with there?
The negotiations we can't really talk about because they're off limits. They're confidential. I'm sorry, but I cannot give you any more on that. But we are talking to all parties, all sides, all actors involved in the fighting. And we believe, as I think we all believe, that it would be difficult for anybody to reject our demand, since all we are doing and all the Syrian Arab Red Crescent is doing is to try actually to save lives. These are Syrian lives, people who belong to both sides. I mean, I don't see why, if the only thing that the Red Crescent volunteers are trying to do is to deliver assistance, food, and medical care to the people who have been affected, who probably have nothing to do with the fighting to start with anyway, why would anybody reject such a lull in the fighting to enable us and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent to enter these neighborhoods?
Thank you for your time, Saleh Debake, who is a spokesman for the ICRC in Damascus. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.